this chazar is echin l'shabach echas v'shag v'am yehudim sechas v'vachim dav lam and aleph. Zok the Gemara, if the kohen intended to consume half a kazayis beyond his time and another half a kazayis beyond his allowable place, and then yet another half a kazayis beyond his time. So Rava says the pickle has awoken, that and therefore the carbon is pickle. Rav Nuna says no, it's considered to be a mixing of intents and it's possible, but there's no karas. Rava brings a raya from a Mishnah regarding tumah, which says that where there was a full kebeya of food that was a rishon l'tumah, another kebeya that was a sheni l'tumah, and they were split in half, and half of the one mixed with half of the other, the mixture has the status of a sheni. However, if the two half kebeyas of the rishon were recombined, it would again have the status of a rishon. We see this concept that the two things that are separate can be recombined, and the same would hold true for pigle. Rav Nuna doesn't agree with this proof. He says that the cases are different because in the case of tumah there was a full required amount at the onset, a kebeya. In our case, the pigle was not a full kazayis at the onset, and that's why we will not say that it later combines. Rav Nuna brings the proof from a Mishnah regarding tumah, which says that a half kebeya of a rishon can combine with the half kebeya of a sheni to be considered a sheni and make things tumah as a sheni. Would this suggest that even if another half kebeya of a rishon was added to the mixture, it would not change the status to a rishon? Rav would say the Mishnah is talking about a case where another half of kebeya, was not added. But if it were, it could be that it would be treated as a rishon. Rav Dimi said, if the kohen intended to consume a half kazayis beyond his place and another half kazayis beyond his time, and yet another half kazayis beyond his time again, so Bar Kapara taught that in this case it would be pigle, because the half kazayis of beyond his place is not effective to separate the two half kazayis and beyond his time, because they were done right after one after another. Ravin said, if the kohen intended to consume a half kazayis beyond his time and another half kazayis beyond his time, and then yet another half kazayis beyond his place, Bar Kapara taught that it would be pigle, because the half kazayis beyond his place is not effective to separate the two half kazayis of beyond this time that were done one after another in the beginning. Rav Ashi said, if the kohen intended to consume half a kazayis beyond his time and another full kazayis, half of beyond his place and half of beyond his time, Bar Kapara taught that it would be pigle, because the half kazayis of beyond his place is not effective to separate the two half kazayisim of beyond this time that were done. So Gemara Vayit Rabbi Yannai said, an intent to give the carbon to dogs to eat beyond this time is considered a consumption, and like we see in a pasuk, and therefore would make the carbon pigle. Rav Ami, yes, if so, there's also a pasuk that refers to burning as consumption, and therefore, if he has an intent to burn something on a fire other than mizbech, and he has an intent to do that beyond this time, it should also become pigle. However, this can't be, because the Mishnah says that an intent to eat beyond this time cannot be combined with an intent to burn on the mizbech beyond this time. This shows that consumption by fire is not the same as consumption by people, even though the pasuk refers to burning as eating. In this same way, the pasuk that refers to dogs eating as eating should not be the same as human eating. And for the Gemara, if he would intend to burn the carbon beyond his time and he used the verbiage of consumption, it actually would combine. The Mishnah is talking about where he used the verbiage of haktara, and that's why he can't combine with human consumption. Check the Gemara Vayit, Rav Asi asks, what if he intends that a kazayis will be eaten beyond his time or place by two people? Do we follow the intent, which consisted of the required amount of kazayis, or do we follow the ones who will consume, which will make it less than the required amount per person, and therefore would not make a pickle? And for the Gemara Abaya said, the Mishnah says that if he intends to eat half a kazayis and burn half a kazayis, both beyond the time or place, it's kosher, because the eating and burning don't combine. This suggests that the problem is that it's eating and burning, they don't combine. But if it was eating and eating, where there were two people eating one kazayis, it seems that it would combine and it would make it into pickle. So Gemara Vayit Rava asks, what if he intends to eat a kazayis beyond his time or place, but he intends to do so in longer than kedei achilas pras? Do we compare the eating to consumption of the mizbeach, which doesn't have this time requirement, or do we compare it to a regular human eating, which does? And for the Gemara Abaye said, the Mishnah says that if he intends to eat half a kazayis and burn half a kazayis, both beyond the time or place, it's kosher, because the eating and burning don't combine. This suggests that if it was eating and eating in a way that's similar to eating and burning, it would be pigle. Presumably this means that if the eating and eating was done in more time than kedei achilas pras, like burning, then it would still become pigle. Mara says not a proof, because the intent to burn may have been to burn in a very large fire, which would not take longer than kedei achilas pras to burn. The Mishnah then said, Lechol kechatzi zayis, or lahakdi kechatzi zayis kosher. Furthermore, the Mishnah suggests that the reason the two intents don't combine is that one intent was for eating and the other was for burning. However, in the similar case of eating a half a kazayis of something that's meant to be eaten and eating another half a kazayis of something that's not meant to be eaten, it would combine. Now, the earlier part of the Mishnah specifically said that the intent only makes it possible when he intends to eat something that's meant to be eaten or burn something that's meant to be burned. And the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, this later part of the Mishnah is the view of Rabbi Eliezer, who argues the Rabbanan in the Mishnah and says that when an intent is made to eat something that's meant to be burned or to burn something that's meant to be eaten beyond its time or place, it does make the carbon puzzle. Another teretz, Abaye said, this later part of the Mishnah can even be following the view of the Rabbanan. And the inference from the Mishnah is not that an intent to eat something that is not meant to be eaten combines, but rather that if he intends to eat half a kazayis and then another half a kazayis of something that's meant to be eaten, they do combine. For acting more, according to Abaye, what's the chiddush? The earlier parts of the Mishnah teach that an intent sense to eat things that are meant to be eaten combined. And we can also learn from there that if only things that are meant to be eaten combined, certainly intents for eating and burning do not combine. So what is this part of the Mishnah coming to teach? The Mishnah is teaching that intents for eating and burning do not combine. We would not be able to learn this from the fact that intents for eating something that is meant to be eaten and to eat something that is not meant to be eaten do not combine, because we would say that they don't combine because it involves an intent to do something that's not the normal way of doing it. However, an intent to eat something that's meant to be eaten and an intent to burn something that's meant to be burned maybe should combine, because they're both at least an intent to do something that's normally meant to be done. Therefore, the Mishnah needs to teach that these intents also do not combine. Hadalach perek kol hazvachim.